Come, Holy Spirit, bless this unworthy priest, that I may share with humility and with the heart, and that people listen with their hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Sisters and brothers, thank you for your love, your sacrifice of coming to church this Sunday and every Sunday to pay homage to Christ, our King. Mga kapatid, may I just invite you to bow your head right now. Anong dala-dala mo na iaalay mo kay Lord? As you come here, what is it you like to offer to God? Most of us have not much to offer. Lord, maraming problema. You can offer that too. Maraming mga worries, anxieties. Baka may mga iba po sa atin. You can offer to the Lord forgiveness. Patawarin ko na po, Lord, yung kaaway ko na yon. Anything from the heart. The Lord appreciates that. Maybe you have so many worries. Fine. Anything from you, the Lord will value. Basta mula sa puso. Mga iba sa atin, walang dala, wala ring kadala-dala. Maybe bad habits na pwede na nating ialay. Most of all, today, all of us can offer thanksgiving. Salamat po, Lord. Ang puso ko po'y nagpupuri, nagpapasalamat. Like the three kings, we offer now our gifts of gratitude. Maybe a promise to do better. I will try, Lord. Or maybe the promise that I will not give up, Lord. Lord, ito lang pong aking nakayanan. I'm offering to you my heart. Amen. And the Lord smiles at you. Basta mula sa puso, okay na okay sa ating Panginoon. So today is Epiphany. Mayroon ba ditong nagngangalang Epifanio, Epifania? Kilala natin ang Epiphany, EDSA, Epifanio de los Santos. That's what it is. The revelation of the saints, the presence of the saints. Epi, meron bang epi dito? Eping, Fanny, wow. Panyang, whatever, pangalan natin. It all means the presence of God. Epi, anong epi? Epinakilala ng Panginoon ang sarili niya. Epi, na alam niya sa atin na may plano siya at mahal niya tayo. This is God taking the initiative. Hey, I'm here. You're all welcome. I love you. I have a plan for you. Come. But the Lord wants you and me to search diligently. Like the three kings, naghanap sila. Hinanap nila yung star. Tignan nyo ngayon, maraming alitap-tap dyan. Firefly. Mga nanood ng sine. Rewind. Nagre-rewind. Pero mga kapatid, huwag nyong kakalimutan, gumbursa. The day-to-day effort, toil, to try to be good. Lahat po tayo gumbursa. We all have our own martyrdom. Sisters and brothers, we have to search the Lord. Question, sinesearch mo ba si Lord? One very simple thing is you go to your cell phone. Your cell phone, mayroon yata silang lalabas doon, searches. Lahat ng pinanood mo, nakaregister dyan. Anong mga pinapanood mo palagi sa cellphone mo? Are you searching the Lord at all? Many times, nag-scroll ka. May prayer. Nilalampasan mo ba yun? Prayer lang yan, hindi yan. This is precisely what it means. Diligent search for the Lord. Our catechism taught us, what is our purpose in life? Do you remember? To know God, to love Him, and to serve Him. Huwag po natin kakalimutan yun, ha? That's our purpose in life. So, question today, know God. Do you know God? Are you trying to know God? How? You want to know God? Go to the Scriptures. Nagbabasa ka ba ng Bible, kapatid? Do you listen to the Word of God? If you're not searching for God, you're searching for all kinds of things. Ano bang latest na bargain? Anong sinasearch mo? Uy, latest movie, latest reels. Search. You and I have to search for God. We have to make the trip. We have to make the journey to really search Him. Are you searching for God? Do you know God? Many of us are so full of worldly knowledge. Ang galing. Pera, ang galing. All your knowledge, your skills. Kung ano, you got it all. But do you really know God? And knowing God is not just knowledge. Second is by prayer. If you really want to know God, you have to listen to Him in silence, in prayer. Kapatid, the most important time in the day is you have a quiet moment. Lord, I'm just here. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Please find time for prayer that you can really know God. Second, love God. Do you really love God? Marami sa atin, we love the world. We love our money. We love our fame, our popularity, our power. And you know what? Many of us, we love ourselves. Mahal natin ang ating sarili. Epiphany means be open. Sana, let's pray for that prayer. Let's pray for this. Sana, Lord, this year especially, help me. Help to make my relationship with you more real and more personal. Lord, tulungan po niyo ako. I want to come closer to you and love you more. More real and more personal. Mga kapatid, alam po niyo, many times during the day, I have to stop and ask myself, why I'm doing the things I am doing? Nakakapagod po many times. And that's when I hear the Lord tell me, Jerry, JLM, just love me. Okay, then it makes sense. And then I meet all kinds of people. Sometimes mahirap po, iba-ibang personality. And that's the time again when the Lord tells me, Jerry, JLT, just love them. Okay. then I begin to understand, okay, you want me just to love them. And there's one more thing. During the day, it's so beautiful when the Lord tells me, J-B-L. Jerry, just be loved. Allow yourself to be loved by me. Allow yourself to be loved by people. Please have that mindset. Otherwise, nakakalimutan natin si Lord eh. Okay, i-apply po natin yan ha. When you're working so hard, ang dami kang gawain, you work, listen to the Lord tell you, JLM, just love me. Okay, Lord. Napupundi ka sa mga tao sa paligid mo, ang dami mga, what does the Lord tell you? JLT, just love them. Magaan na po. And then ikaw then your burden, stress ka, whatever, let the Lord tell you, JBL, just be loved. Allow yourself to be loved also by God and by other people. So mga kapatid, the third, if you're really a magi, know God, love God, serve God. Question. What are you doing? What have you done to really serve God? I mean, we serve ourselves. Magaling tayo sa self-service. But to do mission for the Lord, to do something for other people because it's the Lord's will. Ask yourself today, time. Do you have time for God? To serve God. Your talents. Ang dami sa atin, ang gagaling. You're so full of talent, skills. Are you using it for the service of Christ, your King? Or is it all just for you? How about your treasures? Are you sharing your treasures for the Lord and for the people? So sisters and brothers, we are in the service of Christ the King. At kanina po, I was thinking, ano pong dapat gawin natin? Madalas po, it's easy to love and serve those people who are nice, cozy-cozy, and magandang situation. But the Lord tells us, search for the you go particularly, huwag niyong kakalimutan yung mga nawawala. Mga nagwawala at yung mga walang wala. Ng mga nawawala, those that are disoriented, those are cynical and angry with the world, sila po dapat ang malapitan ng Panginoon through you and me. Yung mga nagwawala, those who are disturbed, distressed, desperate, full of anger, full of, these are the ones who need to hear the word of God, the love of God. And yung mga walang wala, those who are deprived. Mga kapatid, klaro po ang ating mission. Okay? Serve the Lord, especially in the lost, in the disturbed, and in the deprived. So mga kapatid, today, I'd like to share with you a tale of two kings, two disciples, to Magi, whatever you call it, who continue to serve the Lord. The first one is Father Algie Cantila, SVD, ordained last February 2023. 13 days after ordination, Father Algie had an accident. And now he's wheelchair bound, young priest, ready to go for the mission. And now he's disabled in our retirement house. I cannot imagine the pain, the frustration, but it's amazing how this young priest almost died, and yet he's so full of life. Father Algie tells us, natanggap niya na yung nangyari sa kanya. He cannot feel anything from waist down. And he's a victim soul, offering his suffering to God, offering his suffering for us, his fellow priest, and a joyful victim soul. My suffering is my offering. Kapatid, what are you offering to God? What can you offer to the Lord? That's the first king. And the second king, the second disciple, is Father J.M. Father J.M. Berme from Claveria, Candayan, 27 years old, newly ordained, 11 months a priest, and the only child of the family of Papa Melvin and Mama Josie. They are here today to send off their son because Father will be leaving for Argentina this January 11. Papa, Mama, please stand up. Salamat po for giving your only son, only child, the sacrifice. Papa, Mama, hindi nyo alam, nakita ko kayo kaninang umaga. I saw Papa and Mama carrying the laundry of Father. Papa dala niya yung mga hanger. Pinaglaba nila si Father. Mga damit niyang dadalhin niya. You can never imagine the love and sacrifice of parents. Salamat po ng marami. Thank you for the love and the sacrifice. Kapatid, what have you sacrificed for the Lord? What have you given up for the Lord? And to Father J.M., look at him. 6 foot one, 220 pounds. Ready to go to serve the Lord, to search the lost, mga nawawala, mga nagwawala, at mga walang wala. Maybe this is what the Lord asks all of us today. Yes, the tale of two kings. Ano naman ang kwento mo? You are the third king. You are the fourth king. You are the fourth queen, whatever. Lahat po tayo may kwento. And the story goes on. Please continue the story of people who come to pay homage to the newborn king and continue to tell the story of God's love. Tell the world of his love. Yes, joy to the world. The Lord has come. So let us know him, let us love him, and let us serve him. As we bow our heads today, thank you, Lord, We are your servants. You owe us nothing, Lord. We owe everything to you. We are your unworthy servants. Help us to love you more and love ourselves less. Help us to sacrifice with joy and not be bothered about so many unnecessary doubts, calculations, and questions. Maraming salamat po, Panginoon, sa pagmamahalan niyo sa aming bahay. Sisters and brothers, we all rise now as we profess our faith and pray.